of the spiritual fighter.
Danas bih htio govoriti nešto o pojmu duhovnog borca.
Obviously, a spiritual fighter has no aggression.
Očigledno, duhovni borac ne posjeduje agresiju, agresivnost.
Because aggression is one symptom that he has fallen under the illusion of the material life, so he can't be called a strong spiritual fighter.
Agresivnost je jedna osobina onoga koja je pao pod materijalnu energiju, tako da ta osobina ne može biti u duhovnom borcu.
Now before I start, I want to just make sure that everyone is situated comfortably. Do we have some more stolica? Yes.
Prije nego što počnemo, želim biti siguran da li ste svi udobno smješteni. Ako ima koja stolica ili nešto.
You would like to sit on a chair?
Da li želite sjesti na stolicu?
It is nice that you came in such large numbers.
Lijepo da ste došli u tolikom broju.
Want to start by telling all of you a very human story which, when I heard it the first time, moved me to become serious in Krishna consciousness.
Želim vam kazati jednu ljudsku priču koju, kad sam je prvi put čuo, ona me pokrenula da postanem ozbiljniji u svjesnosti Krišne.
When I heard it the first time, I was a priyatelya, like most of you.
Kad sam čuo prvi put, bio sam samo prijatelj svjesnosti Krišne, kao što ste većina vas.
And after I heard it, I was very shocked.
Nakon što sam je čuo, bio sam veoma šokiran.
And I thought how I would continue my association with the devotees.
I kad sam je čuo, bio sam zabrinut za to kako ću nastaviti svoje druženje sa baktama.
The story goes like this.
Priča počinje ovako.
Once there was a son of a very rich man.
Bio jednom jedan sin nekog bogataša.
His father died.
Njegov otac je umrao.
And since he was the only son, he was asked to do the funeral rites.
Pošto on bio jedini sin, trebao je učiniti pokop.
But in the midst of the funeral rites, he felt a strong desire to associate with the prostitute Chintamani, who lived in a castle in the forest.
Ali usred tog pokopa dobio je snažnu želju da vidi jednu prostitutku Chintamani koja je živjela u jednom dvorcu u šumi.
And although he was in the midst of performing the funeral rites,
i premda je bio usred pokopa,
driven by the whip of desire, he just had to go in the shumi.
Ožinu s takom jakom snažnom željom, morao otići u šumu.
At that time it was monsoon.
U to vrijeme bio je monsun.
And the forest and also the rivers were very difficult to pass.
I kroz šumu i kroz rijeku bilo je veoma teško proći.
When he came to the river had a lot of water and the bridge was broken.
Kad je došao do rijeke, u rijeci bilo mnogo vode, a most je bio razbijen.
So he swam.
Onda je zbog toga je preplivao rijeku.
Just before he reached the other shore, he felt that his snaga, his strength was leaving him.
Nešto prije nego što je došao do obale, osjetio da ga njegova snaga napušta.
But he finally managed to hold on to something.
I on ne napokon je nekako uspio da se uhvati za nešto.
When he went out of the water, he almost fell back in.
Kad se napokon izašao iz vode, skoro pao unutra, natrag.
It was a dead body.
Bilo je to neko mrtvo tijelo.
He continued through the forest.
Nastavio kroz šumu.
It's a long story. He fought with many wild animals.
To je jedna duga priča i sa nas koje razne divlje životinje.
Three times he almost lost his life.
Tri puta je skoro izgubio život.
Finally he came to the castle of his girlfriend.
I napokon je došao u dvorac njegove djevojke.
She opened the door for him.
Ona otvorila mu vrata.
What do you want, Vilva Mangala, at this impossible time?
Šta ti hoćeš, Vilva Mangala, u ovo nemoguće doba?
I want your skin. The touch of your skin.
Hoću dodir tvoje kože.
You are a great fool.
Ti si velika budala.
Just see how you have fought for the little insignificant amount of sense gratification.
Pogledaj šta si, kako si pao samo zbog tog jednog malog, male količine zadovoljavanja čula.
If with the same intensity you would fight for your eternal spiritual life, then by now you would be self-realized.
Kad bi samo sa takvim intenzitetom pokušao se baviti spiritualnim stvarima, do sada bi već bio samospoznat.
Eternal life.
A sa svojim vječnim životom do sada bi već bio samospoznat.
Then you would be self-realized, yes. So, when he heard this from the mouth of the most beautiful creature on earth,
kad je čuo to iz usta možda najljepšeg bića na svijetu,
he was convinced.
Bio je uvjeren.
And he went he said laku noć to the prostitute and he went on his way to Vrindavan.
Rekao laku noć prostitutki i otišao je na svoj put prema Vrindavanu.
And he walked for a long time.
Hodao je dugo vremena.
Until finally it so happened that he again had a temptation.
Desilo se da je i hode tako sve dok nije ponovo došao u iskušenje.
Again in the form of a beautiful woman.
Opet u formi lijepe žene.
He followed her, he saw her at the well dragging drawing water.
Vidio je na bunaru kako vadi vodu.
And then he fell madly in love with her.
I odmah se zaljubio u nju.
He was quite intense.
Bio je ono prilično.
Almost he was from Split.
Kao je iz Splita.
So he was in the dress of a monk.
Bio je u odjeći monaha.
Helplessly he followed her.
Bespomoćno je slijedio.
Dragged by crazy material desires.
Vođen svojim ludim materijalnim željama.
And finally they came to the house.
I napokon je došla do kuće.
And the muž said, "What can I do for you, my dear?"
Ja bih se rekla, šta mogu učiniti za vas?
Just leave me alone with your wife for a few hours.
Ostavi me samo sa svojom ženom na par sati.
The Mu said, well, you never know what these mudras have in their minds. Maybe you can
hear it. Nikad ne znaš šta ovakav mudrac ima na umu, možda šta je spiritualno.
And he said to his wife to fulfill every wish of Bilba.
I neka ženi ispuni svaku želju tog monaha.
So she stood before him.
Tako ona stala ispred njega.
And he said, give me the needles of your hair.
Daj mi komad, komad svoje, vlat svoje kose. A, iglu i svoje kose.
Iglus, yes. And then he took the iglus and just went like...
Onda uzela igle i učinio to.
You are, yes, you are my enemies.
Vi, oči, vi ste moj neprijatelj.
Because of you, I'm always like a slave to my senses.
Zbog vas uvijek sam rob svojih čula.
Enough of you.
Dosta mi vas je.
And he continued blind.
I onda je nastavio slijep prema Vrindavanu.
And there he developed his spiritual eyes.
I tu je razvio svoje duhovne oči.
And he saw actually with those spiritual eyes Krishna.
I sa tim svojim duhovnim očima vidio je Krišnu.
How do you like this story?
Kako vam se sviđa?
Terrible, isn't it?
Grozna je, zar ne?
I want to assure you, this is not the process of Krishna consciousness.
Želim vas uvjeriti da to nije proces jesnosti Krišna.
I thought when I heard it the first time, this would be spiritual life, and I was shocked.
Kad sam čuo prvi put, rekao sam, ako ovo duhovni život, mi je šokira.
But we have to use our eyes and our tongue and our bodies for our spiritual development. Therefore, there is no question of doing any harm to them.
Mi moramo upotrebljavati naše oči, uši, jezik, ne postoji ni u pitanju uopće da ih trebamo upotrebljavati.
But still I think the story is interesting.
Ali isto mislim da je priča interesantna.
Because it makes a point.
Zato što ima jednu poantu.
It describes a struggle.
Opisuje mučenje, borbu.
Mangala Thakur, after having met Chintamani, and heard the spiritual instruction.
Mangala Thakur kad je sreo Chintamani i čuo duhovno upustvo.
You know, fight for your eternal spiritual life. Fight.
Bori se za svoj duhovni život.
That was the spiritual instruction.
To je bila kao jedna duhovna instrukcija.
He developed a strong desire to do it, but he was so weak.
Razvio je jednu snažnu želju da razvije, ali bio je tako slab.
And on his way to Vrindavan, he again fell victim to his senses.
I na svom putu prema Vrindavanu opet je postao žrtva svojih čula.
Every one of us is in a similar situation.
Svako od nas je u takvoj sličnoj situaciji.
We all have come here this evening because we are convinced that the spiritual journey is important in our lives.
Svi koji smo došli večeras ovdje, došli smo jer smo uvjereni da je duhovno putovanje potrebno za naš život.
But we all know that sometimes we are just so weak.
Ali svi znamo da smo ponekad tako slabi.
And we fall away from our spiritual goal.
I da se udavljavamo, padamo od našeg duhovnog cilja.
Maybe because we are attached to some material thing.
Možda smo vezani za neke materijalne stvari.
Or maybe because in the association of our friends we cannot say no and we should not say no.
Ili možda kad se družimo sa nekim ljudima s kojima se družimo ne možemo reći ne.
Kad
trebamo ne reći ne.
There are many reasons why we sometimes fall away from the spiritual.
Postoje mnogi razlozi zašto se udaljavamo od spiritualnog, od duhovnog života.
Now the spiritual fighter, he should understand that on his way to the eternal spiritual world, he will sometimes be tested.
Zato duhovni borac, duhovni ratnik mora znati da na svom putu će povremeno biti testiran.
The test of Maya of illusion can sometimes be quite strong.
Testovi iluzije ili Maje mogu nekad biti stvarno jaki.
Especially it becomes strong when we lose our ukost.
Posebno postaju jaki kad počinjemo gubiti svoj ukus.
But in this world, don't expect smooth sailing.
Ali na ovom putu ne očekujete lagano, glatko klizanje, plovljenje.
Look at Arjuna, the hero of the Bhagavad Gita.
Pogledajte Arjunu, heroja Bhagavad Gita.
When Krishna instructed him in the immortal science of self-realization, he did not say, you can go in the forest.
Kad ga je Krishna savjetovao o vječnom duhovnom znanju, nije mu rekao, ajde u šumu.
And meditate there.
Meditiraj tamo.
Fight for me.
Rekao, bori se za mene.
Boris, he didn't throw some magical ash over the opposite side and they all fell umoran and went to sleep.
Nije bacio neki čarobni prah i onda se osjetio umoran i pao, zaspao.
It was a war of the good against the evil.
Bio to rat između dobra i zla.
Now, someone who has spiritual ammunition will enjoy the fight. Municione.
Aha. Neko ko ima duhovnu municiju bit će spreman za borbu.
Yeah, he will enjoy a good struggle.
On će uživati u dobrom naporu borbi.
And in that struggle he will be happy.
I u toj borbi će biti sretan.
Only if you don't have good spiritual ammunition, the obstacle created in material life is sometimes dragging you down.
Ako nemate, jedino ako nemate dobru duhovnu municiju, onda prepreke u duhovnom životu vas.
There are nine powerful weapons which the spiritual fighter